Up to this point in the film, it has been a purely speculative supposition that the Russian communists had early on identified and selected Hitler as a very interesting candidate, among many, for indirect and direct support, protection, networking with powerful contacts, and political promotion in order to achieve their objectives. As stated earlier, Stalin's first objective in Germany was to destroy the German Social Democrats and pacifists, who were distracting the proletariat from revolution and war. The Nazis had to be supported. Leave it to the Nazis to eliminate the Social Democrats and the pacifists. Let the Nazis start another war and destroy every state in Europe, every political party, every parliament, every army, and every trade union. In 1927, Stalin already foresaw that the Nazis would come to power, and he considered that this would be a positive event. Stalin stated that it is precisely this fact which will lead to an exacerbation of the internal situation in the capitalist countries and to the workers coming out in favor of the revolution. The part which Stalin played in the Nazi seizure of power was considerable. As Leon Trotsky said in 1936, without Stalin, there would have been no Hitler, there would have been no Gestapo. In 1938, Trotsky said, Stalin finally untied Hitler's hands, as well as those of his enemies, and thereby pushed Europe towards war. For Stalin, German Nazism was an instrument which would break a path for the revolution through solid ice, an icebreaker. German Nazism could begin the war, and the war would lead to revolution. Let the icebreaker break Europe. Hitler could do what it did not suit Stalin to do. Stalin stated in 1927 that the Second Imperialist War was quite unavoidable, just as unavoidable, in fact, as the entry of the Soviet Union into that war. However, he did not want to take part in it himself from the first day. Stalin proclaimed, "We shall move, but we shall be the last to move, in order to throw our weight onto the scales and tip the balance." The more crimes Hitler committed in Europe, the better it would be for Stalin, and the more reason he would have one day to send the Red Army into Europe as her liberator. Stalin's ruse still fools Western intellectuals to this day. At present, Suvorov is the only source that I know of for this information, so one can justifiably question its credibility. But if true, this is a far from subtle foundation for the central theme of this film, that Hitler was Joseph Stalin's puppet on his chain, his tool to achieve his global objectives. Perhaps this was unwitting, or perhaps Hitler had long been aware of his Uncle Joseph's role and believed that it would be an easy feat to turn the tables on his benefactor at the appropriate time.